Okay, today's daf is Shkalim Daf Yud. Shkalim Daf Yud, and we are on Tes Amabez, where the new parak starts, the fourth parak of Maseches Shkalim. Says the Mishnah, Hatruma Mahayu Osin Ba. What did they do with the truma of that they took out? As we know, this parak is all about the Truma Salishka, the Machzah Shekel that was given, and we learned that they took it out three times a year. So what did they use it for? So as we mentioned, but now the Mishnah says it explicitly, Lochin Ba Tamidin Umusafin Vinizchayim, they took carbon for the all the Tzarchei Rabim, Tamid, the carbon Musaf, and the Nizchayim, and the Nisachim that went along with the Karbanas that required Nisachim, the libations. What else? Ha'omer V'shtei Halechem, the Omer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, the Shtei Alechem, which is brought on Shavuos, and the Lechem Apanim, which is brought every Shabbos. Well, these are the three of the Karbanos Mincha that are bought in Mishal Tzibur, right? Most other Karban Minchas are all Yachid. The Yachid can be no Diva Karban Mincha, sometimes you can have a Minchas Chote, but these are the Minchas that come as tzibur, v'chol karbonos hatzibur, and all karbonos hatzibur. There's a discussion, again, this is a, we can discuss each one of these, we'll just pick one for today, and that is the karbon ha'omer. The karbon ha'omer happens to be brought on Pesach, as we know, the second day of Pesach. The question is asked, though, interesting question, that if you look in the Rambam discusses, based on Mishnayis, that, we know, a different mishmar of Kohanim worked every week in the Beis HaMikdash. 24 Mishmaros, they each worked about 2 weeks out of the year, and on Yontif they all worked. And on Yontif, they split up the Yontif Karbanos, and this items that was supposed to be that week anyway, that would be the whatever Mishmar was supposed to be that week. But the Yontif ones were split up by everyone. So if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam says, Mitzvot Aseh Lios Kol HaMishmaros Shavin Beragalim. So Mitzvot Aseh that all the Mishmaros are equal when it comes to Yontif. Everything that has to do with the regel, they split up equally. Ubechiluk lechem aponim. Ubechiluk shtei halechem shalatzeres. Aval nedar menedavu. So tmidin ein makriven osan ela mishvar shezmano kavua. Vafilu beregel. The tamid and the nedar menedavus that are brought, that goes to the mishvar that's supposed to work that day. But all the yantif items, the yantif karbanas, like the, what are the examples given? The Karbanos Regalim and the Shtei HaLechem Shalatzeres. So that, those are given to all the Yavim, to all the Mishmaros. The question is, why does the Rambam only mention Shtei HaLechem, which is Shavuos, and not mention the Karban HaOmer, which is Pesach? A lot of times they go together. So, Rav Zhulti develops the idea in the Mishnah Yavetz, the Simen Chafei, with many, many rayas, that the Karban HaOmer is not a Karban HaChag Shel Pesach. It happens to be brought on Pesach, on the second day of Pesach. But inherently, it's not connected to Pesach. That just happens to be when there's a tzivi to bring it. Shekarban ha'omer she'ikaro bo lahatir isra chadash is there to be matir the isra of chadash eino mikarban asa regalim rak zmanu b'yom shisha asar b'nisan shuzman lahatir chadash. And he says that's why if you look in the Rambam, there are a number of rayas to this in language. But there are also rayas to this in halacha. That is, the Birkei Yosef, for example, quotes, and it'll go back to the Torah of Achsavin anyway, amazingly. But the Birkei Yosef quotes the question, why on Pesach do we not say, we say as Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, and during Musaf on Pesach, we mention all the Karbanos. Why don't we mention the Karban of the Karban HaOmer on the second day of Pesach? Why don't we mention that Karban? Because there's not a din in the day of the Musaf of Pesach. Even if it happens to be brought that day, what the Birkei Yosef says, Amai b'yom sheni shel Pesach, b'tfilas Musaf, lo amrino nes Musaf, yom chag ha'matzos hazeh, ves karban ha'omer, naseh v'nakriv. We don't say that, because it's not mi karbanos haregel. It just so happens that it's brought that day. And he says it also fits it beautifully to the Gemara in Arachin, which we mentioned in the past. Gemara in Arachin, we mentioned this at the end of Psachim, that has the whole list of when you say full hallel. What do you say full halal? The 18 days, the 20, 21 plus days. What do you say full halal? So what does the Gemara say? Why do we say full halal on every day of Sukkot? And we don't say full halal on every day of Pesach. We only say it on the first day, and the rest of it we don't. So the Gemara says because Pesach has the same carbon every day. Sukkot is chalukin carbon osayhen, a different carbon every day which reflects a unique kedushas hayom of every day, while Pesach is the same carbon every day. So you said halal the first day, you don't say it the rest of Chol HaMoed. Asks Rav Zhulti, but what do you mean? The second day of Pesach has a unique carbon. The carbon of Omer is a unique carbon. So why don't you say full halal at least the second day of Pesach? The answer is because that carbon doesn't have to do with Kedushas Hayom. It happens to be brought that day, but it's lav dafka that is part of the kedushas hayom. And he says maybe it's even in the psukim. Fascinating ha'ara that if you look, we know the two major sections of the karbanos of the chagim are emar and re'eh. Those are the two main places. If you look in emar, everything's mentioned. And all the mitzvahs hayom, and lulav and esrog are mentioned, and dalad aminim, and sukkahs is mentioned, and the karban ha'omer is mentioned, and the shtei halechem are mentioned, and matzah is mentioned, everything's mentioned in emar. But if you look in re'eh, or if you look in, I'm sorry, re'eh is also the third one, but Pinchas, he talks about Pinchas, re'eh is the third one, but if you look in Pinchas, re'eh only has to do with aliyah regel. But Pinchas has to do with the karbanas hayom, the musafin, the Shtei Halechem are mentioned by Shavuos, but the Omer is not mentioned by Pesach. It's an amazing ha'ara, that the Omer is not mentioned in Pinchas, while the Shtei Halechem are mentioned. Why? So it could be because of this point. They are only the Karbanos that have to do with the Kedushas Hayom of the day, are mentioned. And that's why Omer is not mentioned. Again, there's a lot more here, but that is an important yesod that we have in the difference between Omer and Shtei Halechem. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Shomrei Svichin B'Shvias. So, what else do we use the Truma for, the Truma of the Machzor HaShekel, the Shomrim of the Svichin B'Shvias? What does that mean? As we know, we can't plant anything in Shemitah. But we have to bring the Karban HaOmer. We have to bring the Shtei Halechem. We have to bring it from the new grain, the Omer from the new barley, the Shtei Halechem from the new wheat. So if we can't plant anything during Shemitah, where do we bring the Omer and the Shtei Halechem from? So we bring it from what grows by itself. Sometimes things fell down, seeds fell down in the previous year, and it grows by itself. That's called Svichin. So the problem is that in Shemitah, all the fields are hefker. So everybody's going to come in and partake of everything. So that's why Beis Din used to put certain guards in order to make sure that there was at least a section that was used, that would be used for the Omer and the Shtei Halechem. They used to, you know, have people guard those areas. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Those people used to get paid with money from the Truma Salishka. Shomrei Svichin B'Shvias, Notlin Scharan Mi Truma Salishka. They used to get paid from the Trumas Halishka. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afarosa Basadim Shomachinam, no, they can work for free. They don't have to be paid. They can work for free. And Amrullah, the Tanakhama says back, no. Afata Omer, Shein Bon Ela Mishel Sibor, no. It has to be a carbon Sibor. What's the machlokas here? What's happening here? So the Gemara explains in Maseches Bava Metzia, there are two issues going on here. Two overlapping issues that are under machlokas here. Number one is whether the Shomrim are Kone, the tfua that is growing there. Because they're guarding it. It's not theirs, but it could be that, let's say somebody comes and wants to take it, and they go over and say, no, 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 you can't. You can't. And they guard it. And they kind of protect it in a certain way. And they look at it. That itself might be somewhat of a kinyan. It's called hefker nikne bahabata. Hefker might be nikone. It's a sugi at the beginning of Sechas Bava Basra also. That just by looking at it, by focusing on it, that might be somewhat of a kinyan. That's issue one. That issue flows into the second issue, and that is if they are kona it, then you run into problems because now they're going to give that grain to the Beis HaMikdash. Can it work that a private ownership, let's say they own this item, can they then give it to be used as a carbon sibur? So that also is a machlokes, the discussion there. Whether we're choshes, they're not going to give it properly, they're not going to have the right das to give it over. Whether a nidvas yachid, an item that's owned by a yachid, can properly be given over to be used as a carbon sibur. See on the bottom line of the Tiklan Chalitin, whether im savar, carbon yachid mishtane lishel sibur. Whether that's possible. So that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here. The Tanakhama says that the Shomrim have to be paid. Meaning if they're paid, then automatically they're only acting on behalf of the Tzibur. And right when they guard it, even if they're Konit, they're only Konit on behalf of the Tzibur. While Rabbi Yossi says, no, don't worry about it. Even Shal Yachid, it's okay. If they own it, it's still Shal Yachid, and it would be okay for them to then transfer ownership. So that's the Machlokas in the Mishnah. The big question that the Rishonim deal with, not so much here because we don't have Rishonim here, but elsewhere, and that is, how could you guard Shemitah produce? It's an Issa Daraisa. Right, you're not allowed to plant, but we also know you're not allowed to close up your field during Shemitah. If you close up your field, you're violating an Issa Daraisa. There is a Machlokas Rishonim whether what you're doing helps or not. If you guard your field, does that mean it's not Hefker? Right, that's a question. What's called Afkad Machlokas. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Mitzvah Peidalid, whether Shemitah is what's called, according to most Rishonim, Afkata Demalka. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says your field is Hefker during Shemitah. It doesn't matter what you do. If you guard it, you're violating an Issa Daraisa. But it doesn't matter. That doesn't make it yours. It's Hefker automatically. That's what some Achronim say. While other Achronim, it's really in the Achronim, not so much of the Rishonim. The Mabit and the Maharit, this year Shvitas Ksafim is in the Rishonim. But Shvitas Karka is in the Achronim. And while others say, no, you have a mitzvah to be Mafkia and Mafka your field. And if you don't, you're not only violating an Isser, but it's not Hefker. And you have a Chiyav to be Mafkirit. So that's a Machlokas. But either way, you're for sure doing an Avera when you guard, when you're being Shomer, the Shemitah produce. The question is, how could Beis Din set up these Shomrim in this case? Shomrei Svichim b'Shvias, how is it possible that they are allowed to? So there are many answers suggested by the Rishonim. Tosfos and Maseches Sukkah explains that maybe they didn't actually garden and put up a fence there. Tosfos and Sukkah says they would just stand there, and if people would come and want to take it, they would say, you know what, we're really trying to use this for the Omer. We're really trying to save this. And they would talk to the people, and then the people would go away, because they would realize that's not really guarding it. They would guard it from animals, that animals wouldn't go in. But regarding the people, it wasn't really guarded. They didn't put up a fence around it. They would just sit there, and if people would come by, they would talk to them. Ultimately, if the people would say, I don't care, I want to take it anyway, so who knows, maybe they wouldn't guard it. But that's not called the Isser of Shmira in terms of the Shmitas Ksafim. Lo shomrim, says the Tosfos in Sukkah, lo shomrim min ha'achilot. Lo hayu tzrichim l'shomrim mibnei adam. Demei aleim hayu parshim, k'shahayu yodin, shein lo tzarech ha'omer. V'lo yishomrim otzam elam mibehema chaya va'oth. One answer given by the Rishonim. Others say that maybe the Isser is only to guard it. This is the most straightforward. The Isser is only to guard it for your own purposes. But for Hektish, maybe that was never included in the Isser. L'cha v'lo la'hektish, kind of drasha. Therefore, you're doing it for the Beis HaMikdash, not for yourself. Then there wouldn't be an Isser. The Rishash has an important Ha'ara, which is very halacha l'maisa. The Rishash Bar Metzia says that maybe the Isser is only where the owner is guarding it. Because then he's looking and acting like an owner. That's the problem. But if somebody else is guarding it, so that's not an Isser. Because he's not acting like the owner. He's guarding it for some other reason. But the Isser is when the owner acts like an owner. So that might have important ramifications, l'maisa, towards the Shemitah. Having other people, Otzer Beis Din, other issues that come up during the Shemitah year.
Could the Shomer have a bedafka that he doesn't want to make a Kenyan?
Could the Shomer have, it's hard to say, because there might be certain actions automatically you're Kona it. So it's hard to, you might be able to have that das, but then you get to the, you know, it's how far do you take that? There's a concept that Habata Behefter is Kona. The Sfasemis, one other suggestion, Sfasemis in Meseches Benachos, where this sugi comes up also, on Daf Pedalid, he says maybe the Isra is only when you guard the entire field. You put up a fence around your entire field and you guard it. But if you have, we know that during Shemitah, you're allowed to take some stuff in for your own use. I'm allowed to go pick some apples and take it. I'm allowed to do that. I have to eat it by Kedusha. But I'm allowed to do that. So what's the difference if I take a little bit into my house, or I take a little bit and I guard it in the field? Right? Whatever, for whatever need. So says the Fasemis, if you're just designating a certain area that you're going to use for the Omer, so that also is not a problem. The only issue is if it's the entire field. So many, many suggestions given, but this is an important topic in terms of how they were allowed to have the Shomrim in the first place. Okay, says the Gemara. We quote Mara, based on the Mishnah Maseches Tainis. Mara, once we're talking about Yachid Shel Tzibur, so this also relates. The Mishnah there lists off 9 families who used to have certain times of the year when they used to bring wood to be used for the Mizbeach. 9 families. So Mara, Zman Atzei Kohanim, Baha'am Lehimanos, what's so special about these 9 families? That they were appointed specifically to bring on now 9 days of the year. When Bnei Yisrael went up during Bayisheni, and we know most Jews didn't even come back, and resources were scarce, and they wanted to get the Beis HaMikdash up and running again, so they needed wood. You needed a lot of wood for the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't find Eitzim, v'amdu elu, so these 9 families stood up and said, we'll take care of it. We'll take care of it. Umatsu elu bisnis nadvu eitzim mishel atzman. They gave their wood from their own pile of firewood. and masrum letzibur, they gave it to the tzibur, v'karbu mehen karbanos tzibur, and they gave karbanos from, right, they used that wood, and they gave karbanos on it. V'hisnu iman neviim shebeinehem, and the neviim amongst them made a tznai, they made the following law, shafilu lishka malaya etza, because these people, these families, were there when the Beis HaMikdash really needed them, so even though later on in history they might not need them, on these specific days, we use your wood. We'll use your wood because we want to have a karas hatov to you, right? You'll be there. I feel lishka malaya etzim, but amdu elo biznadu etzim mishel atzman. We still trust those wood that they bring. Shelo yehe karban miskarev ela mishel antchila. Right? We use their wood. That's what the Mishnah says. So what do you see? This is another case of a private item that's going to be used biguf on the mizbeach. Remember, most cases people don't take their own items. And unless they are makriv them in a certain way. Like most people give, a lot of times you give money. What happens if you are makdish an animal? So then you already are makdish an animal as a your own private animal, and you give it as a private animal, as a karban yachid. What are all these cases that we're talking about here? It's different. You have an item that belongs to you, and now you want it to be used for the tzibur. So that's the controversy here. That's the machlokas in our Mishnah. Can you do that? Money, you can give money, because money can be as the matzah shekel. You give money, and it goes into the pot of the carbon seabor. But here, it's the items itself. It's the grain itself that's being washed. It's the wood itself that's being used for the tzibur, for firewood in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the issue here. Is that possible? Is there a problem that once it's labeled private, it can't be used public? That's the machlokas in our Mishnah. So now we're going to relate this Mishnah and Tainus to our discussion. Amar Rebbe Acha, to Rebbe Yosahi, that Mishnah which allows this to be done, that somebody's private firewood is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, it must be like Rebbe Yosi in our Mishnah. Rebbe Yosi says that the Shomer can be a Shomer Chinam. Daha Rebbe Yosi Omer, Afarosa Bezadeh Shomer Chinam. You can be a Shomer Chinam, and therefore it's privately yours, then you can give it over. So you see, Yachid become Yachid Mishtanil Shal Rabim, that Mishnah holds of it, it must be Rebbe Yosi. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Rebbe Yosi b'shem Rebbe Ila. Divrei Akoli. No, it could be that Mishnah over there in Tainus is going according to both opinions in our Mishnah. Ma pligin, when is there a machlokas? In our Mishnah, begufo shel karban. That's only by something that halachically has the status of karban. It's not any type of preparatory, ancillary stage or item. It's gufa karban, meaning it's the omer. You're going to use this omer to make it into flour, to burn it as a karban mincha, so you take that kemitza. Avo b'machshirei karban, but preparatory stages, ancillary items. So kuleyama modeshu mishtana karban yachla karban sibur. Then it's not a problem. Even everybody would agree. Even the Tanakama would agree that's okay. So here we're talking about wood. We're not talking about the karban. A wood is called a machshirei karban. It's not the actual karban, and therefore even the Tanakama would agree that's okay. What's the difference? Why should there be a difference? If it's still being used by the tzibur, why should there be any type of difference? So Rashi says in Maseches Lamatzia that by a real karban, you want it to be, maybe the psychology is that you more want it to be yours. You want it to be yours, so you're more prone not to give it over totally. Machshirei karban you don't care as much about. So therefore, just psychologically, you'd give it over more. Give it over more. Okay, you might just say the Mikdash David has a line, where it's just, you know, it's a higher standard when it comes to actual karban. It's a higher standard of what you need, how tzibur it should be than the machshirin. Either way, that's the chiluk. So we say that Mishnah Tainus could be according to everybody. Good. We continue. Similar discussion. Tani, another example where we see yachid and tzibur, a yachid mishtan al shal tzibur. Tani, the Braisa says, isha shasak tonus lebena. There was a mother of a kohen that was making her son a beautiful Ketonis, right? One of the Bikti Kahuna. She was making it for her son. Kshera, is she allowed to make it for her son? Do you have to get it from a special group rate in the Beis HaMikdash? Do you have to buy it together? So the mother, no, she can make it for her son. Ubilvad, shetim serena letzibur. As long as she has full das that this is going to be one of the Bikti Kahuna being used by her son on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Shetim serena letzibur. And again, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yachad Rabbi Yosihi, first day, maybe this is only like Rabbi Yosi. To Rabbi Yosi Omer Afa Rotsim Misadeh Shomer Chinam, like Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah that says you could do it for free and we're not worried that even though it's yours first, Yachin Mishtana L'Shal Tzibur. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Debrei Akoli. And the Amara says, no, maybe not. Maybe it could be even Debrei Akoli, because here too, ma pligid begufa shel karbon. The machlokas is only by a actual carbon item. Aval b'machshire karbon, but machshirin, what are we talking about here? Big de kahuna. So kol ama modi shu mishtana carbon yachid le carbon sibor. Everybody would agree in this case, right? This issue labeling a big de kahuna. We discussed this at length back in Kachim, and that is how do you really label big de kahuna? There is an important machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban about minyan mitzvos. Right? Somebody once pointed out what was the purpose of minyan mitzvos? Right? Is there any halacha l'maisa machlokas? Minyan mitzvos. So most of the time, it's just about conceptual analysis. Do you count this as a mitzvah? Do you count that as a mitzvah? Right? It's no machlokes lomaisa. Right? Birchas haTorah. Everybody says you have to. Birchas haTorah is you have to say it. So is it a separate mitzvah or not? The Ramban says yes. The Rambam says no. Right? Almost everything is about almost everything. 90% of minyan mitzvos is not lomaisa. But as we see, the Rishonim all spent so much time listing off. Because they felt, obviously, Torah Lishma, conceptual analysis of understanding halachos, is just as important, and you have to do that. Even though there are no lamaisa differences. This is a great example. Great example of halachos in the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts wearing bigdei kahuna as a separate mitzvah aseh daraisa. Separate from karbanos, separate from olah and chatos and shlamim, separate! Wearing bigdei kahuna. Right, based on Parshas Tetzaveh, the Rambam Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, Shenitztavu Hakohanim Lobosh Begadim Yuchadim Lechavod LeSefaris. It's a mitzvah Zasei Daraisa for the Kohanim to wear. The Kohen, it's one mitzvah for the Kohen Hedyu to wear his four and the Kohen Gadol to wear his eight. The Rav Sadia Gaon has two separate mitzvahs. That's also pretty amazing. But the Rambam has one mitzvah for the Kohanim to each wear their respective begadim. Va'oz Yavdu BaMikdash. And then they'll do the avoda. V'hu amri yisalev yasisa bigdei kodesh la'aron achicha l'chavod l'sefaris. As the Pasuk says in Tetzaveh, banav takriv v'basham kutanos. Then the Rambam lists off the begadim, and he says they're the most beautiful begadim that they're very inspiring. Levishas begadim he mitzvahs asay. Minayin she'ein aron lovesh begadim elu l'gdu laso. Ela kim mekayim gzeiras hamelech. That's the language of the Medrash. How do you know that Aaron doesn't wear these for his own because he likes them, but because he's fulfilling the law of the king? That's the Rambam's Raya. Tamalomar vayaska shersiva shemes Moshe klomer begadim elu. Even though they're tachlis hayofi, they wore them to be mekayim the tzivi Hashem. He sees a mitzvah. That's the Rambam. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? You have to wear the begadim. But it's a separate mitzvah? No. It's machshirei avoda. You don't count every stage of the avoda as a mitzvah. Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika, Smicha, Tnufa. These aren't separate mitzvahs. It's part of the avoda. You count Ola. All avodas of Ola are included in Ola. You count Chatas. All avodas of Chatas are included in Chatas. Including the Kohanim have to put on the clothing before they do the avoda. It's not a separate mitzvah. That's the Ramban right here. You don't count it separately. He says, "V'daitolamar." The Rambam thinks, "Kivan to aimbel abishas begadim ela b'shas avoda shum mitzvah eno ela hechsher." I'm sorry, this is the Ramban. Eno ela hechsher ha'avoda. V'ini chelek mi mitzvah avoda im avad bahem. And you don't count chelke ha'mitzvahs. He says, just like you don't count building every kli in the Beis Hamikdash or in the Mishkan as a separate mitzvah. Say the shulchan, the menorah, the mizbeach, the aron. That's separate. Even the Ramban counts the building the aron as a separate mitzvah. Say the araisa. Separate topic. But says the Ramban, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. You shouldn't count it as a separate mitzvah. But what's the answer? The Rambam thinks there's something independent. There's a separate, independent idea, not just doing the avoda. Like the Gemara says in Tzvachim, Bizman shebigdeyam aleihem, kuhunasam aleihem. They are fully kohanim only when they wear their begadim. Ein bigdeyam aleihem, ein kuhunasam aleihem. So that's what the Leif Sameach says. He says, no, there's something unique here. Kadeshi Yehebahem Mechubad Mefuar Mibein Shar Ha'am. And he continues a little later on. Separate. But that relates to our line in the Gemara, which says that the Bigdei Kahuna are Machshirei Avoda. So does that mean purely just Machshirin? The Rambam says it still has unique status. Unique status that you count it as a separate mitzvah aseh daraisa. Again, there's a lot more, but we had a dafiyin shir about Bigdei Kahuna. Feel free to listen back to the couple years ago on the OU website. Okay, we continue. Next discussion of Yachids and Rabim. So we spoke about this case of the woman who made it for her son. We continue now. Masnisan pligi al Reb Yossi. The following brisa seems to be against Rabbi Yossi. Why? Osen hayamim. The brisa says that nohagin b'shas karban slo b'shas karban. Those 9 days that the families brought, they kept a yontif. They kept a yontif on those days. The day that they brought the eitzim, their respective days, that was a special personal yontif day. And they didn't say tachnun, and they had a party. But that applies even after the churban. The families kept the yontif going. B'shas ha-karban, v'shalo b'shas ha-karban. Rabbi Yossi omer, eino nogin el b'shas ha-karban b'vad. No, only b'shas ha-karban. But what do you see? The fact that there's a yontif, what does that show? That you would you make a yontif just for a machshir karban? Pashas, no, you'd make it if you could bring an actual karban. So it sounds like the Gemara says that it's not just considered a machshir against this second day that we just quoted in the Gemara, that really it's the carbon itself, the own min hadah, and also from the following you get the impression that if you make a yontif about it, it must be not just an external ancillary idea that they're bringing, but it's inherent. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Om Rabbi Eliezer, Be Rabbi Tzadok, Anu hayinu mibnei Sina'a ben Binyamin. We were from one of those families. We are the descendants. V'chal Tisha B'Av lios b'Shabbos. And one time Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. And we know Tisha B'Av was pushed to the next day. V'dachino also the mostly Shabbos. And we pushed it to Sunday. Right, we observed Tisha B'Av on Sunday. V'hayinu misana v'lo mashlim. And on that Sunday, we didn't even fast the whole day. We didn't finish it. Because it was a nidche. And it was our yontif. Why? I didn't mention it. Because their day to bring the wood was the 10th of Av. That was their yontif day. So now there was Tisha B'Av on their yontif day. So they weren't mashlim the fast. They didn't have to be mashlim because it was their day of yontif. So again, if it was just a day that they were celebrating the bringing of machshir karban, that's not strong enough. So that's the Gemara's point here, that it must be an actual karban. And instead of suggesting that, oh, it's l'kuli alma and you're machalik between gufa karban and versus machshirin, we go back to the first answer and say that no, maybe it applies across the board and it's only like Rabbi Yossi. There is a fascinating machlokas rishonim. You get a little hint of it in these lines that we just read, and that is, did Bnei Yisrael observe Tisha B'Av during Bayis Sheni? Bayis Rishon, we know, right? That was the Churban Bayis Rishon on Tisha B'Av. And earlier, Tisha B'Av, they came back, the Meraglim, right? So what about during Bayis Sheni? They had a Beis HaMikdash, but they were missing the major 5 items. The Gemara says in Yuma, the Aron, the Aron Betumim, the Eish, the five major items, right? The Kodesh Kodashim was empty during Bayis Sheni. And many Mepharshim, we've explained from Yaakov Kamenetsky in the past, they knew it wasn't going to be eternal. They knew this was a stopgap measure, because they needed some chizuk before they had the long 2,000-year galus. They needed some chizuk, and that's why they kept talking, and they kept the names of the Persian months, and that's why the Gemara was written, even the Yerushalmi was written in Aramaic. I mean, there's many hints, as Rabbi Yaakov explains in Parshas Bo. Last time we spoke about that, I think, was Chol HaMoed Sukkos. But either way, did they keep Tisha B'Av? Did they keep Tisha B'Av during Bayis Sheni? So Tosfos in Maseches Tainus sounds like they did not, but the Rambam sounds like they did. The Rambam, both in the Pirush Mishnayis and Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and in, I don't know if I brought it, but the Pirush Mishnayis and Rosh Hashanah, and, yeah, and in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam sounds like they kept Tisha B'Av. The Rambam says, Ubebayis Sheni, lo ayu misanin, lo ba'asar b'teves, v'lo b'shivas b'tamus. What about Tisha B'Av? Doesn't say. Elami hashayi rosa misan on the other fast days. V'yavu b'shayi rishus b'yadam, shalol misanos b'tisha B'Av, k'moshe zacharnu, hayu misanin bo. Mibnei tkifas mini ha'evel shiru bo, k'moshe yisbar b'tainis. Sounds like, so it's according to summary shown him, they fasted on Tisha B'Av during Bayis Sheni, because they knew this wasn't going to be the ultimate. Just related, one other horror related to this, and that is, what happens if there is a bris milah on a Tisha B'Av shenidcha? Can we learn any halacha l'maisa from this? The yantif of the wood, they didn't finish the fast when it was a nidcha. Nidcha is already, we know, a little less serious. Right? There were some tanoim in Tainus that said, oh, if it was up to me, I would fast 2 days of Tisha B'Av. Somehow I'm wrong, because it started on the 9th, it burned on the 10th. And some other Tanoim said, well, once it's a Nidcha, I wouldn't fast at all. So there you have opposite Tanoim. But once it's a Nidcha, can we learn anything from this Gemara? So the Torah quotes that if you have a Baal Bris on a Nidcha, they don't have to be Mashlim. You don't have to finish the fast. And Rabbi Yaakov ended in a tshuva, starts screaming. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, here the Gemara talks about a Yontif for the day you bring the wood. On the day of Bris Milah, that it's a Yontif for the father and the Sandik. Where is that in Chazal? Where do you find that in the Gemara? that is a yontif of them. You find a couple of hints. You find the Gemara talks about on the day that Avram was gomel at Yitzchak, right? Last week, 2 weeks ago, is Parsha. Then the Gemara and then the Pesachim talks about the party that's going to be made in the future. But where do you find that it's called a yontif? He says you can't stop Tisha B'Av in the middle and eat in the, okay, if you have a bris on Tisha B'Av, you have the meal that night. You don't have the meal in the late afternoon. He says, the lo dummy yontif, the carbonates him. Shushani b'mishna v'nismach al hakasid b'mefor rash b'nechemya. Mashenki b'yom ha'mila she'enim aforish b'shum makom. Lo b'tar shebechzab v'lo b'tar shebalpeh. Shehu nikra yontif. U'b'gemara v'chulu. He quotes that the hava meaneth to say she'asimcha b'mona by a bris. But he says, we push that aside. Rak ba'agada matzino derech remez ba'alma. But he says, l'maisa, hardcore, that this should be a yontif, should not apply. I don't think you can learn any halacha. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in, if you want to look it up, Chelek Bey, Simon Chav Gimel, and She'elas Yavetz, from this Gemara. Okay, we continue. Says the two dots, says the Gemara. Ha'omer b'shtei alechem, alechem ha'panim b'kol karbon ha'sibur. So, we listed off other items in the Mishnah that are carbon sibors that come from the Trumas ha'lishka. Says the Gemara, we skip the parentheses, Taman Taninan, we learn there in the Mishnah in Menachos, Kol Karbanas HaYachid VaTzibur. All Karbanas, Yachid and Tzibur, Ba'in Min Ha'aretz, Umin Chos La'aretz. All Karbanas could come, you could bring animals from anywhere. Min HaChadash and Min HaYashan, and it could come from the new or from the old grain. Chutz Min HaOmer and Shtei Alechem, except for the Omer and Shtei Alechem, as we know, Shein Ba'in Ela Min HaChadash and Min HaAretz. It's got to come from Chadash and Aretz. We know that Omer on the second day of Pesach is brought from the new barley that has taken root since last year Pesach, and that's matir to eat chadash in outside the base of Mikdash, and the Shtei Halechem brought on Shavuos is brought from the wheat, and that's matir to bring from the chadash in the base of Mikdash for Karbanis Mincha. Right, the first one is matir outside, the second one is matir inside. So those have to come from Eretz Yisrael, and they have to come from the new grain. Rav Chuna b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah the Rabbi Yishmael, this mission is following Rabbi Yishmael. Which Rabbi Yishmael? The Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Eina Omer, Bamin Asuria. Rabbi Yishmael says you can't bring Omer from Syria. Syria is a land, right, abetting Eretz Israel. Right, we might call it Syria, but it's not the same boundaries as modern Syria. But it's Syria. So Gemara talks about it in various places. Chazal, on a Drabana level, gave Syria certain halachos like Eretz Yisrael in terms of mitzvah satulias ba'aretz on a Drabana level, and certain halachos not. So Rabbi Shmuel says you cannot bring Omer from Syria. So that's like what this Mishnah says. It can only come from Eretz Yisrael. Taman Taninan, also another Mishnah. The first Mishnah in Seder Taros. First Mishnah in Kalim. Eser Kedusho Sein, or at least the first parak. Eser Kedusho Sein, Eretz Yisrael. We know Eretz Yisrael, Mekudeshim Mikol Haratzos. Eretz Yisrael, the 10 levels of Kedusha, going from Eretz Yisrael all the way more and more intense until you get to the Kodesh Kedoshim. So Eretz Yisrael is Mekudesh Mikol Haratzos, Umahi Kedushasav. What reflects, which mitzvah reflects the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Shemivi and Mimena, Ha'omer, Vahabikur, Mishnei Alechem. You bring all of these from Eretz Yisrael only, Masha Enevi and Kemikol HaRatzos, what you don't bring from other lands, you don't bring these from other lands. So again, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem, Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yishmael, this must be following Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Eina Omer, Baman Asuria, because Omer cannot be brought from Syria, only from Eretz Yisrael. Again, there's a lot to say about that Mishnah, we'll see at the end if there's time. What is this all here for? We'll see. Our Mishnah is going to be related soon. Taman Taninan, next source, Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Rabbi Yishmael says regarding Shabbos. This is regarding Shabbos. The Pesukim are by Shemitah, but we darshan that because we don't need these Pesukim by Shemitah, we darshan it relating to Shabbos. Ma Charish Rishus, just like plowing. Plowing is the first malacha. First of the Lamed Tes malachas. There's never a time when you could plow for a mitzvah. There's never Charisha Shal Mitzvah. It's only Shal Rishus. It's only voluntary. Just like Charisha is Asur on Shabbos, but by definition, Charisha on Shabbos is not a mitzvah, and that's what's Asur. Av Katzer Rishus. But we compare that to harvesting, malacha number 3, that the only time, Rabbi Shmuel says, that Kitzira, harvesting, is Asur on Shabbos, is if it's done voluntarily, stam, not for a mitzvah. Yotza, Kitzira, Omer, Shu, mitzvah, excluding, let's say, you want to cut the Omer, the second day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, the night before you're cutting the Omer, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're allowed to cut the Omer on Shabbos. Because that's a mitzvah. Kitzira, Omer, L'shem, mitzvah, that mitzvah is dochep, the Isser of of Shabbos. That is what the Rabbi Shmuel says. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Kedaitei, Rabbi Shmuel is following his own reasoning. Why? As follows. De Rabbi Shmuel de Amar Eina Omer Bamina Surya. Rabbi Shmuel says, Omer can't come from Surya. Meaning, where does Omer have to come from? Eretz Yisrael. Even during Shemitah. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're going to have to cut the Omer during Shemitah. What do you mean? Isn't Ketzira Asur during Shemitah? Is it Ketzira Asur during Shemitah? Ah. So Rabbi Shmuel holds, L'shei Mitzvah, Yilad B'docha Shemitah. So he also holds, L'shei Mitzvah, Yilad B'docha Shabbos. That's the Lashita so. But it all starts from, step one, you can't bring it from Surya. Because if you can bring it from Surya, then you don't have to violate the Isra of cutting in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. So the fact that he says you can't bring the Omer from Surya means you're going to have to bring it from Eretz Yisrael. If you're bringing it from Eretz Yisrael, you're violating the Isra of Ketzira during Shemitah. Just like he says, you're allowed to violate Shemitah, in quotes. You're allowed to violate Shabbos, L'shem Mitzvah. Kedaiti to Omer, Yasa Katzira Omer, Shehu Mitzvah. So again, that's another Rabbi Yishmael. All these three Rabbi Yishmaels are at root the same issue, that the Omer has to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. So now, we relate it to our Mishnah. Mantana, Shomri Sviches Bishvias, Notan Shutz Farmi Chumas Alishka. Who is the one? Who is the author of our Mishnah? Right? What do we say, our Mishnah? You pay the watchman. What do you mean? You have to pay the watchman? Because you have to make sure that you have Omer left in Eretz Yisrael? Why don't you just bring it from Syria? Why do you have to be so careful in Eretz Yisrael? Ah, it must be our Mishnah is also like Rabbi Yishmael, that it has to come from Eretz Yisrael, not from Syria, and that's why it needs guards. Rabbi Yishmael, it must be from Rabbi Yishmael. So that is Mishnah number four that we think is like Rabbi Yishmael. And that one we argue with. Rabbi Yossi de Berkoli. Rabbi Yossi says maybe not. Maybe it could even be the Lekuli Alma. Why? Lo Matsu Misuria. Maybe in Oso Misvicha Jeveret Yisrael. Remember, it's Shemitah, so a lot of people are going to Syria to get food. So it could be they're going to run out in Syria also. So that's why you need guards. Not Dafka because it can't be brought in Syria. Maybe just because Lomaisa, it might run out. Period. Next question. Hahein Omer, Mahu Sheyizra Betchila. The Omer, can you plant originally? What does this question mean? So according to Rov Mefarshim, this question means, are you allowed to not only harvest during Shemitah, but what if you see there's not going to be enough? You're going to run out, you're not going to have for the Omer. Are you allowed to mamish plant during Shemitah? You're going to plant during Shemitah in order to grow for the Omer. Not just harvest. The Chazon Ish has another understanding of the Gemara, that maybe this is only talking about Surya, but Pashtus, according to the Tiklan Chazon, according to all the other Achronim, we're mamish talking in Eretz Yisrael. Are you allowed to plant in order to have for the Omer? And it's going to be a big Kiddush, because what? It's like Asi Doch Alos Aseh. The Alos Aseh is way before the Aseh. You're doing the Aveira now, and the Aseh is only going to come much later. But maybe because it's all one big process that you're allowed to do this. It's a very extended application of an Asi Doch Alos Aseh concept. So are you allowed to do this? So Rabbi Chiya Bar Ada Ba'i Kumei Rabbi Mana, he asked, but 1 minute. Are you really allowed to do this? I don't think it makes sense that it would be mutter anyway. Why? Lo nimsa kekomish al hashiraim she'enen echalin. We know there's a principle elsewhere. A carbon mincha. What's the usual avoda? I take the komets, right? I stick my hand in, I rub my outside fingers. I burn the komets, the flour under my three fingers. And then the shiraim, the rest of it is eaten by the kohanim. It's kachi kachim, except for a mincha of a kohen is different. But mincha of Yisrael, you burn the komets, the rest of it is eaten. What about if it's all tameh? What if it's lost, all the shiraim? If the komets is not going to accomplish anything, the halacha is you don't bring it. You're not makriv it. So here, what did you do by the Omer? You're suggesting to plant the Omer, which is an Issa Daraisa. You're planting the Omer during Shemitah in order to take some of it to use for the carbon of Omer. But the rest of it's going to be Asur. So if it's going to be Asur, so then we know the rule is you don't do Kemitza. You don't do Kemitza when the Shirayim is not going to be able to be eaten anyway. So what's your whole suggestion? So Gemara says, no, wait a minute. Omer Le, this is, we're not talking about a private carbon mincha where that rule applies. Omer Le, Nasik Kachamisha Dvarim Shein Bon Batuma, Veinachon Batuma. Remember we had the Mishnah in Psachim, Dafayin Vav, that there are some times when you have a carbon tzibur that you bring it anyway because it's for the tzibur. Like a carbon Pesach, or the Omer, or the Shnei Alechem. So therefore here too. That's the suggestion, the question is not answered. Question is not answered, we just ask the question, but we say at least it is a question. Period. Ketzer de Wosef. And now we just talk about, how do I pay the workers? These shomrim from Truma Zalishka, how do I pay? What's the issue? I can't just take shkalim from the Truma that I took out and give it to them. Because then that money's still going to be Kodesh. It's not going to be kodesh. You have to transfer the kedusha onto something. It doesn't transfer onto work. You have to transfer it onto something. So what do? So note almost when a shochani, but notes in the kosher and the shomim, actually grip a omer. So you know what I do? I just go to a money changer. I take chulin money and pay the workers. So they're taken care of. So now I just have to worry about paying back the people who lend me the money changers. Who maybe most be true myself, go machal and alav. What do? I pay the workers, then I do the whole omer process, I take the omer then, and then I'm machal of the kedusha of the shkalim onto the omer. And now I have chulin money, and that's what I give, I pay back the money changers, and the people who gave me the money in the first place. Because then I already have an item that I could switch the kedusha onto. I have the omer, I have the grain that grew. I don't make it kadosh until later, until right when I'm about to change it onto kedusha, and then I change the kedusha. V'tavus ken, is that really appropriate to do? Does that work? What's the Gemara's question? Explain the Mefarshim that isn't the money that you paid the workers much more than the little flour that you're going to end up with that you're makriv as the omer? So the Gemara says, yes, it's fine. Rabbi Acha, b'shem Rabbi Ba, kol ma she'yitin heinin dama b'mishah harishona. Yes, you're right, it's more, but you're also paying them for the work. But the issue is you just need something to switch the kedusha onto. So even though you're paying them for more than the amount of flour, you're paying them for the work, but still, at the moment that you switch the kedusha, it can still work onto a larger amount of money, but you're still not, hekdesh is not losing, because you're still paying no more than the malacha that had to be done. Tana, similarly, af bepischei avanim kein, when the Beis HaMikdash needed hewn stones, let's say you need it for the Azara, you can't use hewn stones for the Mizbeach, but for outside the walls and the walls of Yerushalayim, you had stone workers. So again, the problem is, here, they got paid from Chubas Alishkin. Also, you don't want these stones to be kadosh yet while they're working at it, because then maybe they'll take off more. They'll violate Me'ilah. So, case of the woe. So, what do you do? Note the most Mishulchamim knows in the Chosin L'Sasasin. Achlo Tinatin Agavi Adimus. You pay the workers right away with chulin money. Umishanisa and Aladimus. And once you put it on there, once you put the stones in place, then you're going to give a kedusha. Then you take the money, the Chubas Alishka, and you switch the kedusha. Maybe most Chubas Alishka, Machal and Aleha. And then you give that chulin money now to the money changers. The Tabus Kain, is this appropriate? Aren't you paying more? The stones are chiseled out, aren't using less stone than what you paid for? So Rabbi Yossi, Bei Rabbi Bun, B'Shem Shmuel, Kol Ma She'yitin Heinin Damei HaMishah HaRishona. You were working out originally that still it is able to pay for it, and you don't, Hekdesh is not losing here. You still only pay for the amount of malacha that was done, and the kedusha that is switched later on, still works with the first moment when you paid them. Even though you're right, at the later moment, you're only using less, very small amount as compared to the money that you paid. That's true. But still, the kedusha, you know, can switch. You don't need shave b'shave. You don't need exactly equal amount and money, as we know. Yeah.
Why do they have to interpose the money changers?
They have to interpose the money changers because you want to pay the workers before they do the work. You have to pay them. You have to get people to work. I think so. Yeah, I think you have to. Right. Why don't you just switch and do it directly with the money? I think that's what it is. Good. Okay. Next Mishnah. Para. So other items that come from Chumas Alishka and from other sources. Other items. Para v'seir para the para aduma v'seir hamishtaleach and meaning what do you buy the para aduma with? The seer mishtaleach and the seer that's sent out. What do you mean that's sent out? That's sent out, that's not a karban. The Tiklan Chatan explains that, well, when you first buy the two goats, you don't know which one's going to be sent out and which one's going to be used, so you have to pay for both of them from the Chumas Alishka, because they both potentially can be used as the karban, Lashem. The Lashon Shel Zahoris and the Lashon, the strip of red wool that you throw into the Sreif of the Paraduma, bind me Chumas Alishka. All those also come from Chumas Alishka. Kevesh Para, the ramp that you build from Har HaMoria, from the Beis HaMikdash to Har HaZeisim, to the place where the Avoda of the Paraduma is done. You used to build a ramp there in order to protect from Tumah. So the Tumah, even if it would be Tumah, would be underneath a little bit. They would be able to do that. It's fascinating, Ha'ara, that Paraduma is like, let's say, the most Tahar Avoda done. We have so many Chumras and stringencies, which Kohanim are used. They grow up in a place and they never leave that courtyard. And so many Chumras. And it's done on Har HaZeisim, which is a cemetery. Right, which part of our Azazim already early days, Zachariah, already from the times of the Nevi'im, they started using that as a base akvaris You know, that's the most, that has to be the most tar area where the paraduma, the paraduma was done. Okay. But, kevesh, par of a kevesh, seir mishtaleach. The ramp also, that they sent the seir mishtaleach out to the, with the ish iti out to the midbar, the lashon shebein karnav, and the lashon, the strip of ribbon that was between his horns. Remember, it used to be that they used to put the other half and everybody used to watch it and it used to turn white, but then it didn't turn white and everybody got upset, so they stopped putting it in public. The amas hamayim, and the aqueduct of water that went through the azara in order to, that they used to use. The chomos ha'ir, migdol ha'sea, the walls of the city, the towers, the kotzar ha'ir, ba'in mi, shiari ha'lishka. All of these weren't actual karbanos, so it came from the leftovers of the lishka, meaning what was under the layers that you put in the shkalim that were collected. Use the leftovers for all of these needs. Abishal Omer, kevesh para kohanim gadolim osim mishal atzman. No, the kohanim gadolim used to do that themselves. Moser shiare lishka maha yu osin bahen. What they use the leftovers of the shirayim, meaning after they did all these needs, what they use the leftovers of the leftovers for. Lo chibren yayeno shvanim uslasas. Used to buy wine, oil, and flour and sell it. And sell it for the Beis HaMikdash at a profit. Used to make some money for the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva Omer, I don't think that's appropriate. Ein mistakon mishal hektish. I don't think hektish should be in the business world. Af lo mishal aniyim. Or sukkah for that matter. The svar is not given here, but elsewhere. The Gemara says, what's this Rabbi Akiva? Ein aniyis b'makam ashiris. Don't act like you need to pinch pennies for the Beis HaMikdash. You don't say, don't sell things like in the regular, okay, I'll make a profit, I'll make some money for the Beis HaMikdash. We don't, no, the Beis HaMikdash should be as if it has everything. Don't do business for the Beis HaMikdash. That's Rabbi Akiva's Taina against Rabbi Ishmael. Period. Moser Atrumah Yosin Ba. We spoke about what the leftover, what's still in the Lishka, what's used for. But what about what you took out? You took out the truma. What was it used for? So now we have various different opinions what items were used for. So Mazar truma yosimba rikuei zav sipu the base kachi akadashim. We had this earlier. You used it to reline the inside of the kodesh kadashim, which was all gold. That they went in once every couple of years. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Moser HaPeros, the leftover profit that you made, Ketzam Mizbeach, you use that to use for karbanos during the time when the Beis HaMikdash is quiet. Moser Truma, the Klishares, right, he argues. Moser the Truma, you buy Klishares with it. Rabbi Kiva Omer, the opposite. Moser Truma, the Ketzam Mizbeach, Moser Nesachim, the Klishares. Leftover money that you have for Nesachim, use for Klishares. Rabbi Hanani Eskana Konim Omer, we have fond memories of Rabbi Hanani Eskana Konim. Remember from the end of the first parak of Psachim, all the Tum and Tara Gemaras. Moser Nesachim, Ketzam Mizbeach. Moser Hatruma L'Klei Shares. Zev Zev Oyehom Modem Aperus. The last two opinions say there was no Moser Aperus because they held like Rabbi Akiva. There was no profit on behalf of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore there was no Aperus, there was no profit then. Fine. Kavish Bar Vachulu, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan. Gimel L'Shono saying there were three times that there were strands, like ribbons, used. Shall Seir Basela, for the Seir Mishaleah, it weighed a Sela. Shall Mitzora, in the process of being Matara Mitzora, it weighed a Shekel. B'Shekel. Shall Parah, the one that was thrown into the Paraduma fire, B'Shtei Slime. Rabbi Chunya Divras Chavrin. Rabbi Ba Bar Zavda B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Chalafta. Shall Parah B'Shtei Slime Umechza. V'Yisdamafkin Lishta Basar Azuz. So, different machlokas. Maybe it's two slime. 2.5 slime, which is also 10 zuz. Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, other people, other workers of the Beis HaMikdash who got paid with the truma. Talmid Chachamim Hamalanim, as according to Hilchas Shechita, Hilchas Kabbalah, Hilchas Rika, Noblin Tzchar, Mitzumas Alishka. The great rabbis used to teach the Kohanim how to do the avoda. They also got paid from the Mitzumas Alishka. What's fascinating about this line? Hilchas Shechita. Hilchas Shechita, a Yisrael could do Shechita. Shechita Ksher Bizar, why do you have to teach the Kohanim to do it? Oh, because of the carbon of Sibur. Others say, no, maybe this is a raya that lechachila, even though Shechita Ksher Bizar, there's still lechachila for a Kohen to do it. That again, we also had a daf b'in shir about this back in Kachim, whether there's lechachila, there are makaris on both sides, whether lechachila the owner should do it, or whether, because that's the only thing he could do, or whether lechachila a Kohen should do it. Good. Rabbi Yisla Baradifa B'Shem Rabbi Imi. Mevakri Mume Kachim. The people used to check the karbanas for Mumin. Nolan Scharmi Chumas Alishka. They used to take the Scharim Chumas Alishka. They did not get paid per animal. Because then they would have had a reason to cheat. Kosher, not kosher. They got a steady wage. And it didn't matter what was kosher, what was not kosher. To make sure that they wouldn't like want to be noted to say one is more kosher than the other. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Tanchum Barachia, B'Shem Rav Simloi. Magiei Sefer HaAzara, Notlin Schar Mishum HaZalishka. The ones who fixed the Sefer HaZara. What does that mean? Some, according to our Gersa, the Sefer of, in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, the people used to fix the special Sefer Torah that was there. Other Gersos and other Gemaras are like Sefer Ezra, right? The one that from Ezra HaSofer. Other sages, Magi Sfarim. People used to fix Sofrim. Sofer at that time also took special Sofrim, took their Schar from Shubas Alishka. Gita Bar Binyam Mishim Rabbi Ami. Shnei Dayanik Zelos. People, but they didn't. We used to judge monetary cases. Nolan Schar Mishubas Alishka. Used to take their schar. Different public servants were allowed to take their schar from this. Shmuel Amar, Nashima Argos Biparoches. The women who wove the paroches, the curtain. Which curtain? There was a curtain in Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon had a wall between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. Bayis Sheni was much, much taller. So you couldn't use the wall. So they had two curtains. One on the in, one on the outside, at the same measurement. The Kohen Gadol went in on one side, went out the other side. He wiggled his way in. Says the women who made those parochos, notlin schar mitrumas alishka. Also, Rabbi Chona Amar mitrumas bedek habayis. Here he argues, no, they took it from bedek habayis. Ma polig, what's this machlokas about? Shmuel avila kikalim. That's the girsa. Rav Huna avila kibinyan. The question is the curtain a kli or is the curtain like considered mechuba lakarka? Is it like a wall? Right, that's the machlokas between them. Amar Rabbi Chizkiya Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, Gad Gedus, Haktores, V'chol Karbanas HaTzibur, Bon Mishumas HaLishka. Also, these items were bought with Shumas HaLishka. Mizbeach HaZav, V'chol Kli Shareis, Bon Mimoser Nesachim. That's where that came from Moser Nesachim. Mizbeach HaOla, V'Heichal, V'Hazaros. Here the Gersa is switched. If you look in the Gra, Bon Mibedek HaBayis, Chutfla HaZaros, Bon Mishiyari Lishka. Again, there's different Gersos here. V'hatani Avne, also the Gersa of the Gra, in Oz Dalet. Avne Yerushalayim, Mo'alin Bohen. It says, Avne Yerushalayim, there is Mi'ila by them, V'chiyesh Mi'ila B'Shirayim. But if you use the Shirayim to buy these, there's no Mi'ila by the Shirayim. By the leftover, so why should there be Mi'ila by what's bought with the Shirayim? So it must be, like the opinion, that there is Mi'ila by Shirayim. Like Rabbi Meir, which we had earlier. Rabbi Meir, Amar Mo'alin B'Shirayim. He says there is Mi'ila B'Shirayim. Last line for today. Amar Rabbi Chia. Klom Amar Rabbi Meir, Elabatoch Shinaso. 1 minute, I think it's still a problem. Rabbi Meir only says there is an Isra Mi'ila if you're still within the year that it was collected. And here we're talking about the leftovers the following year. Even Rabbi Meir would agree there's no Me'ila. So therefore, they delete this last line, that the Moser was used to build the Avne, to build the walls of Yerushalayim, because we see there is Me'ila by them, and there's no Me'ila by Shirayim. So it must have come from a different source. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Amar Reb Chizkiya, and we will continue.